Going to shift gears now and check in with our science advisor, Shauna Weber, solving the ever-present what gift to get dad problem. The solution she found is a great green option for any gift-giving occasion.
My dad is the sort of guy who's hard to shop for. He says he doesn't want anything for his birthday, Father's Day, or the winter holidays. But I've discovered that he really likes homemade things and little things that don't cost much but are really useful. For Father's Day this year, I found the perfect, ultra-useful gift for my eco-conscious dad, and I realize it would be a good gift for any special occasion. But it warrants a bit of explanation. My dad drives a hybrid electric Toyota Prius, and he and my mom split their time between the Midwest and the East Coast, so they drive a lot. Even though the Prius gets great gas mileage, it still burns gasoline and releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, that greenhouse gas we must absolutely get a handle on if we want to curb global warming. So here's my dad, driving a lot and still polluting even though he has a hybrid. There must be something we can do about this. This is where my gift comes in. I bought my dad carbon credits for Father's Day. I bought enough for him to drive to the East Coast and back 6 times, covering about 8,000 miles. Over that distance, he would normally be responsible for about 2 tons of CO2 being released into the atmosphere. But by offsetting that amount of carbon dioxide with credits, his 6 trips become carbon neutral. And it cost me all of $24. So how's this done? Simply put, carbon offsetting is an investment in a form of renewable energy that does not contribute CO2 to the atmosphere, thereby preventing the need for additional fossil fuel use. You can also invest in activities that literally pull CO2 from the atmosphere, like planting trees. It's really your choice depending on the service you use, and there are several. Check out carbonfund.org for some of the options. I used nativeenergy.com, and the carbon credits I bought will go toward what they call renewable energy. Yeah, renewable. My $24 will go toward developing a methane gas production facility at the Schrack Family Dairy Farm in Pennsylvania. The methane gas will come directly from decomposing cow droppings, which they have a lot of. The clean-burning methane will be used to heat and cool the dairy farm at low cost, but will also generate electricity that will be fed back into the grid. So instead of running on gasoline, you could think of my dad's car, at least for those 6 trips, as running on renewable cow dung power. For EcoTalk, I'm Shauna Weber.
Thank you, Shauna. And we're going to be bidding farewell to Shauna, but she will not leave the show exactly. But physically, she's moving across the country to become the sustainability manager at Princeton University. Go, Shauna. But she's going to stay with us, reporting on what's going on environmentally on colleges and university campuses across the country. When we come back, we'll talk about biopharmaceuticals.